You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. The Braves suddenly playing great baseball here, Mark, and playing the spoiler role kind of to a T. They sweep the Mets in New York. This brings back memories of Chipper Jones tormenting the New York Mets. But on Wednesday night, it wasn't Chipper Jones. It was Ender Inciarte going over the wall and bringing back a home run that would have won the game off the bat of Yoenis Cespedes. So you look at this team right now, and the Braves only need to win two of their final 10 games to avoid that 100 loss mark that they wanted to avoid. So that seems like it's in good shape. They're also still two games worse than the Reds, so they're in good shape as far as getting that number one overall pick in the draft. When you look at a rough season that everybody knew what was going to be rough, it's nice to see a team like this that's had such a tough go finish strong.
Yeah, no doubt. This is exactly what the Braves wanted. You know, they certainly didn't expect to start like they did, but when that occurred, you know, from a competitive standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, when you're going into a new stadium for the business, and you certainly wanted to gain some momentum here near the end of the season, and certainly they've done that. The big difference, or the big move that was made, was to get Matt Kemp. Now, has Matt Kemp, has he been the sole reason that this lineup has taken off since his arrival? No. But, you know, He arrived about the same time they moved Ender Inciarte back to the top of the lineup. Freddie Freeman has gotten hot. And the influence that Inciarte and Kemp have made, you know, it doesn't mean anything if you don't have what Freddie Freeman's doing there in the middle. In other words, their influence isn't going to have the same effect on your run-of-the-mill, you know, number three hitter. Freddie Freeman has been special this year. He's put himself in position to where, you know, we talked maybe a month ago saying, no, he's going to get MVP consideration. I think it's going to be more than MVP consideration. I think he's going to get a number of top five votes and maybe even a couple top three votes. You look and you've got Chris Bryant, obviously, he's going to get a lot, and Daniel Murphy. Those are your front runners. But right after that, you look at the collection of guys, even on a last place team, my thinking is, look, the value that he is providing his team and the influence that he is having on the league is the same whether his team is winning or not. So I think it's to give him a top five vote and even a top three vote, I think it's warranted. I mean, this guy is having a special season, 30 home run season. He's right up there in the top five or more, rated runs created plus, whatever you look at, OPS. But yes, it has been a trickle down effect from moving Inciarte there to the top of the lineup, lengthening the lineup with Matt Kemp, him being productive, and then obviously Freddie Freeman having such a special season. And let's not forget what Nick Markakis has done, because this is the Nick Markakis that the Orioles saw there in 08-09, what we've seen the last 2 months.
Yeah, so good to see Markakis after he had a rough first season in Atlanta to do what he's done lately. Freeman, 25-game hit streak right now, still going. 41-game on-base streak, which ties Chipper Jones' career long with the Braves. Just unbelievable stuff from Freeman, and I agree, he's going to get a lot of consideration as far as the MVP goes. He's not going to win it, obviously, on a last-place team, but he'll be up there in the votes. I think the one name you didn't mention there, and obviously he's still getting his feet wet a little bit, but the numbers are really good, and he's starting to face other teams' good pitching now, Mark, and that's obviously Dansby Swanson. The average 314 now. He's got a couple of home runs, one inside the park, one over the wall, 14 RBIs he's played. He's looked steady at shortstop, and I know they protected him early on, but he got a couple of hits off Noah Syndergaard. He got a hit off Scherzer, hit off Jose Fernandez. He certainly still looks comfortable. Has he also been one of those factors that's kind of given this team a lift?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You look at, he came about, was that the middle of August? So those two events I was talking about, Kemp's arrival August 2nd. Inciarte going back to the top of the lineup, I think it was August 5th, and then Swanson about a week or two later. Yeah, I think that has had a big effect. You know, obviously, Eric Hybar was one of the least productive players in the league, Dansby Swanson has shown us that he could, you know, produce here at this level, just 1 year removed from college. And I think that's what I knew of Dansby Swanson before December, before the trade in December, was what we all saw in the College World Series, a guy who, you know, he was a very talented player who seemed to rise to the occasion at the right time. But then when you meet him, you kind of get a better understanding. He doesn't get phased. He's very mature. He handles himself in a very professional manner. He's one of those guys, you know, kind of when you interview people, Tim, and sometimes you get a feeling that they're just giving you canned response or something. This is a guy who gives a little bit of thought to what he's saying. And what he says is very it's very intelligent. This is a guy that's very mature. He seems like he's been playing the game for a long time. He just I think Brian Snicker said it well. Snicker said something like, I haven't met his parents, but I'm pretty sure they're great people because you know, I can tell from the son they've raised. He's the kind of guy that you've heard comparisons to Jeter all along. You know, let's not say he's Jeter yet, but at the same time, that's the kind of guy he could develop to be that face of the franchise guy that the organization's never going to be ashamed to have out there representing them.
Yeah, the couple of times that I've gotten a chance to talk to him, same thing, Mark, just completely engaging, and you can tell he's paying attention and wants to give you the best answer he can, and you don't always see that. Hopefully that continues as he moves on in his career. Mark, Aaron Blair got his first win, finally, 13th start, and he finally gets that victory. He did it against Noah Syndergaard, although Syndergaard not at his best in that game. How do the Braves view Blair now as opposed to when they traded for him?
Well, I mean, I think that they would have liked to have seen Aaron Blair be a little bit closer to Major League ready, you know, during the latter first half of this season, progress through this season to a point where they would have a good feel for what they have next year. To his credit, it does look like he made some adjustments after that last trip back to Gwinnett. He pitched effectively, like you said, the other night against the Mets. It may be a little bit too late in the season. You never want to make too much of evaluations in September. Now, with that being said, what Aaron Blair did the other night was against a team that's contending, you know, a team that's fighting for something. So you do have to remember that the one thing about September, you don't ever want to make too much of evaluations and numbers is because you have so many kids playing. Some guys just have lost motivation. But like I said, that lineup he faced the other night was fighting for something. So that's encouraging. Aaron Blair is going to be a big leaguer for a long time. You know, whether develops into a number three, he's a number four, he's Aaron Harang. Let's wait and see that play out. But at the same time, the one thing that we can say is Aaron Blair, the guy that we saw most of this season, was not the guy who was marketed during when the trade was made back in December. You know, he was throwing 90, 91, touching 92 occasionally. If he can get back to having that hard sinker, he's 94, 95. This is a guy that they can certainly build around. That's going to lengthen that rotation. They've talked about they want to go out and get two additional starters next year. So you look at your rotation, you've got Teron and Fulton Epich. You add two more starters. Now all of a sudden you've got Blair, Whistler, and others fighting for a rotation spot. Now, you know, they could make a trade at some point this winter to try to fill one of their needs, whether that's at the catcher's position or, you know, I think they feel pretty good with what they have at third base with Adonis Garcia, primarily because they don't see anything necessarily available there. So the catcher spot will be the primary offensive focus during the offseason. But at the same time, I think what this is setting up is we're going to see a pretty strong competition if they do go get two more starters during the offseason. Is you're looking at Whistler, Blair, and you know, a slew of others, including Sean Newcomb, who may not be major league ready at the beginning of next year. But we'll be talking about that in spring training next year, all these guys fighting for a fifth spot. And, you know, you're looking at Whistler, who has the potential to probably be a number two. at least a number three, and Newcomb, who certainly has the potential to be at least a number two, and if he can continue to provide more consistent command, he has a chance to be John Lester type. So as some of these younger guys are coming, the Freeds, the Allards, guys at the lower level, Newcomb's going to be the first one to arrive, at the next one to be like Fulton Evich, that has the potential to be an ace. You're going to see why this organization is so excited about what they have in the pipeline with their pitching.
Yeah, and the thing you really want with a young team like the Braves is that competition. You can't beat that in spring training to have that many guys competing. Hey, and let the cream rise to the crop. Let the cream rise to the top, rather. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.